mean, would you, could you haul, like, live animals in it? Or?
Well, I wouldn't think of that as being a steak truck, no. I guess you could. I always think of a steak truck as just, I don't know.
What if people drive?
I'm getting to feel abysmally ignorant. anything.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know. A lot of these rural terms, I'm really not familiar with at all.
Oh, that's okay. What do people drive nowadays?
Cars.
Any other name for car?
Automobile.
Okay. Which term would you use?
Car, generally.
What do you call the car? It's got, it's a small car. It had either two bucket seats or just, you know, one bench seat.
Sports car.
Okay. What about the ones that had similarly, you know, they just had two doors, but they had maybe a seat in the back, so more than two people could sit in them.
You mean something like a coupe or a coupe?
Okay. Which would you call it?
Well, when I was younger, everybody called them coupes. Now everybody calls them coupes.
What about the ones that have four doors?
Sedan.
And the ones that have a tailgate in back?
A station wagon.
And if you're, what would you call, do you ever hear any slang names for a large car, a luxury car maybe? Or?
You mean something like a dream boat? That's an old term, I guess.
What about, do you have any slang names for a Cadillac?
Oh, caddy, or, yeah, caddy, I suppose. The only
what
one
about
I can
hog?
Think of. Hog? No, I guess I've heard that, but.
What about for a Buick Electric 225? Do you ever hear a slang name for that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you ever hear deuce and a quarter?
Deuce and a quarter. Yeah, I think I have. I don't know what it means, though.
225.
Oh, no, I've never heard that. No, I've never heard that. I was thinking of deuce as related to something else, maybe. But, no, I've never heard the term deuce and a quarter.
That's the word. I think it's more common with blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you're flying with coming in...
I won't forget it now, though.
If you were flying in from New York or someplace, where would your plane land?
At the airport.
Okay. What different airports are there in New Orleans?
Well, there's the... I know what you're getting at now. There's New Orleans International Airport, which used to be, everybody used to call Moisant. Everybody, they've kind of gotten away from calling it Moisant. And then there's New Orleans Airport, which I call the Lakefront Airport. And it used to be called the Shushan Airport.
Shushan?
Yeah.
Is that a person's name?
Yeah, he was the guy that apparently was the manager of it for years.
Was that private planes only, or is it like Southern Airways?
No, I don't think there's any airliner traffic. I'm not sure that all the planes, a lot of company planes out there.
What would what might take you to the airport instead of a cab?
Limousine.
Okay. And what kinds of public transportation do they have here?
Well, there's the bus and the streetcar. And I guess that's it.
And when you were little, had the streetcar changed much since you were little? I mean, did it have more of a route?
Oh, yeah, the street, when I was little, there were many, many more streetcars than there are now.
And what, have they just torn up the tracks on some of the... I mean, did it... This one just goes with a fixed route.
Yeah.
I mean, was the route any larger when you were little? Or?
Well, I think maybe the Carrollton line went out further than Claiborne Avenue. Oh, and in fact, it went around the belt. That's right. And I think it did that when I was little, but